This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
And the only thing I would say is, if you were out Saturday, you know the heat and humidity of summer is coming, so get out and enjoy this 56-degree morning if you can. Angie Newt joins us right now, project spokesperson for the Belchase Bridge Project. And as I understand, Angie, first of all, good morning to you.
Good morning.
You are representing Plenary, the company that built the bridge. And tell me who Plenary is and about the bridge and so forth to set the context for all of this.
Right. Well, Plenary is a construction company, and this project is a P3, which is a public-private partnership. So Plenary is the private part of that. The bridge and tunnel needed to be replaced, and quite honestly, there just wasn't enough money set aside to make that happen on the government side, on the public funding. And so Plenary, as a partner, came into the project and covered about 40% of the construction costs. And so they have built the bridge, and the way that they get the return on their investment then is through the tolling.
I am not defending tolls nor defending Plenary. I say that for my fellow Plaquemines Parish residents. However, to be fair, the state went looking for a partner, correct? And that's how Plenary got involved.
That is correct.
Okay. Does not Plenary saying, hey, I got a great deal for you. Let me take the tunnel out of commission and close the bridge and build a new bridge and charge tolls. That's not the genesis of this at all. The DOTD under Sean, I forgot his last name, Wilson, I think was that the old DOTD secretary? Anyway, had this plan, and they went looking for partners, RFPs, whatever, and that's how Plenary got involved, correct?
That's correct. You're right.
Now, let's talk about the construction of the bridge, because I live in Belchase. I cross it every day. Tell me what happened with the construction of the bridge and why some of it had to be redone.
Well, as happens in Louisiana, there was ground settlement. So it wasn't the actual bridge structure that needed to be reworked, but the approaches, there was more settlement than was anticipated with the approaches, which is not uncommon in a big infrastructure project like this. Mm-hmm. But they discovered that during, Plenary discovered that just during a regular inspection. And so it delayed the bridge opening for a while because they replaced the approaches with a different material that's strong but lightweight, won't put so much weight onto the soil and allowed for more of that settlement.
So what happened with the way it was fixed this time, and what would you say for people that are saying, well, wait, now if that part settled, how do we know the rest of it is sound? And tell me, if you can, without getting too technical, what was changed when it comes to the on-ramps or off-ramps? Approaches?
Yeah, bridge approaches. The on-ramps, yes.
So tell me what was done differently?
Well, they essentially used a different material. So they went back and researched all the options, and it took them quite a while, actually, and they put together a mitigation plan, and that had to be submitted to the DOTD and approved. So it went through a little bit of a process to make sure that it was going to be an appropriate solution. And so they then just replaced, you know, took those approaches and replaced them with a different material.
So when you say different material, that means instead they didn't do anything with the foundation of it, but instead of concrete, they used asphalt. Is that what I'm hearing or not?
No, it's not asphalt. Asphalt is more of a topical material. So this was actually the material that was made for the what goes under the asphalt, right? Like what is right, what goes over the approach supports. So it's just a different engineered lighter weight material, like you said, without getting too technical. Regarding the bridge structure, it's absolutely safe. It's always been safe. It wasn't even actually an unsafe situation. There is a thing out in bridge land called bridge bump. Mm-hmm. And most bridges, or a lot of bridges, when you go over them, when you transfer from the approach to the actual bridge structure, there will be a bump. And so this is not uncommon in bridges, but this one, they wanted to go ahead and get that replaced. But the bridge structure itself has always been safe, has not been unsafe. And they do inspections, this bridge is, of course, state of the art. And it really was just a matter of it settling more than was anticipated. And I don't think that that's uncommon.
Somebody wants to know about how many bridges Plenary has built.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday early access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Than the past.
Well, how many bridges total Plenary has built in the past?
This is not the first bridge you all have built, have you?
No. As a matter of fact, let's see, they are working on the the Lake Charles Bridge, the Calcasieu River Bridge right now in Louisiana, but I'm looking on the project website and I'm looking at highlighted bridges, which is, Colorado.
That's okay.
And
that's enough. Just for people that thought this was the first bridge at plenary built, I just wanted to clear that up.
No,
721.
No.
All right, let's take a
and
break.
They're an international company.
We come back. I see some sheet pile, it looks like, being driven as you approach a down ramp on one of the sides of the bridge. I get east and west and north and south confused, but we'll talk about what's going on there. Also about tolls when we come back with Angie Newt, project spokesperson for the Belchase Bridge Project. I know for those of you that live in Mississippi, you don't care about this, but there are a ton of people, especially with the LNG plant in Belchase and Plaquemines and the expansion of that, that use that bridge on a daily basis, not to mention Harvey and the West Bank and all other areas. 721 more when we return. Traffic now, WWL. Hi, quickly back to Angie Newt, project spokesperson for the Belchase Bridge Project. Go pass and tolls in a second, but first, the sheet pilot's being driven at, I guess, the northern end of the bridge. What's that all about, Angie? Do you know?
Yes. So that is finishing the work at X Street. It's going to finish that connection between East and West X Street across LA 23.
So let's talk about Go Pass and tolls. I presume you can talk about that, yes?
Yes.
Because I applied for my Go Pass, and I put the $100, $30 minimum deposit, put the $100 on the credit card, applied for auto renewal and everything else. But I got to have a transponder, whatever they call it, recall it thing, I got to have it. I've not yet gotten that. They're going to mail that to me or what?
Yes, they will mail it to you. But in the meantime, once the tolls start, even if you don't have your transponder, it also has the ability to read your license plate. So where that will be, your license plate is tied to your address. How long ago did you set your GoPass up?
Last week.
Yeah, then it should be no problem. It does take a couple of days to get the transponder associated with the account, associated with the cars. They do some back office operations at GoPass. But once it's active, it can also read your license plate. So
if you don't, if you don't have the transponder, then it doesn't matter if you've applied and done this within a couple of days, because it'll read your license plate and it'll just detract, charge you the 25-cent toll if you're a resident and not the $2.37 or whatever it is.
Right. Yes, it's $2.26 for everyone without a GoPass.
So how do you?
But also,
go ahead.
I wanted to just clarify, it's not really an application. You don't have to apply, right? So everybody can do it. So
signed up,
it's more
I
of a registration
said.
Than an application.
Signed up is what I should have said.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when it comes to the institution of the tolls, we're going to talk to Keith Hinckley, Plaquemines Parish President, next hour. How are you guys going to decide when the date is, and who determines when the bridge is completely finished? No more one lane here and one lane there. When the tolls begin, will both sides of the bridge, both lanes, be open in perpetuity?
It is my understanding, unless something comes up and there is a repair that needs to be made or something like that, something needs to be adjusted. But right now, the tolls are anticipated to start at 12:01 a.m. on the 10th, which is going to be Wednesday night, Thursday morning, 12:01 a.m. on Thursday morning.
So somebody texted in, and we had a problem on the high rise earlier. A big problem there is that there's no shoulder if there's an accident. Why were these bridges not built with a shoulder? Do you know?
I'm sorry, I don't have that technical information. I'm not sure, but I can certainly find out for you.
Okay, if you could. And finally, any final thoughts that people of Plaquemines should know, or people that are going into Plaquemines, crossing a bridge, et cetera?
Well, I think it's most important for Plaquemines Parish residents to make sure and get their GoPass, because then their toll is 25 cents. If your vehicle is registered in the parish and you have proof of residency for being in the parish, living in the parish, that means submitting your documents to GoPass, then your toll is 25 cents. And for non-residents who have a GoPass, your toll is $1.13. And for anybody without a GoPass, it's $2.26. So it certainly is worth the time to go ahead and get the GoPass.
And if somebody has to get in touch with the GoPass people? I'm getting a lot of texts, and I've had some trouble trying to get in touch with them as well. How do they do it?
Right. Well, the website is gopass.com. Their email address is customerservice@gopass.com. And, of course, that's GEAUXPASS. Also, the Golden Meadow Service Center, the toll-free telephone number is 866-662-8987.
Okay.
And also, I did want to clarify that those tolling rates are for passenger vehicles. The tolls are based on the vehicle size.
And it's both
and
ways.
Or not you have a GoPass.
Both ways, right? Either every time you cross.
Correct.
All right. Thank you.
That's
appreciate
correct.
Your time. Angie Newt will talk to Keith Hinckley next hour. Mark Rosa, Monday Morning Markets with Mark. When we come back, right now, time for traffic and news, WWL.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.